The Coast Guard is in the midst of a replacement program for a fleet that's getting long in tooth. It's also partway through construction of a badly needed new icebreaker. The Government Accountability Office finds the Coast Guard could borrow some of the Navy's experience to better manage shipbuilding. We get more now from Marie Mack, Director of Contracting and National Security Issues at the GAO. Ms. Mack, good to have you back.
Thank you for having me, Tom.
And looking at the report, there's a statement here that's interesting. We found the Coast Guard continues to manage its acquisitions through its annual budget process and the five-year capital investment plan. That would seem to be a pretty good way to do it, but you found that doesn't quite get the job done. What did you find?
Yeah, we found that it's continuing to determine acquisition priorities based on that budget and the five-year plan. The five-year plan, we don't believe, is strategic enough, and it doesn't cover some acquisitions that don't start within that five-year period or trade-off decisions that could impact other major acquisition programs within that period and longer term. So what happened is Coast Guard is in this reactive mode for acquisition planning. And given the constrained budget environment, the Coast Guard continues to defer planned acquisitions to future years, and now it's resulted in what we call this bow wave of near-term unfunded acquisitions. So what we're asking the Coast Guard to do, the recommendation we made for that, was to develop a long-term plan that covers 20 years and lays out, for example, what assets it has, what's already being bought, what needs to be bought, when and why, and ultimately a plan that lays out a strategic approach for decision-making and ensures that these future acquisitions align with fiscal realities.
In normal business terms, 20 years is an unreasonably long period to plan anything, given the nature of the world. But it sounds like in the area of shipbuilding in particular, because of the long congressional approval cycles and the long design cycles of these vessels and also the testing, sometimes they're 5 years late just getting the bugs out. That's why the Coast Guard needs to look out that far.
Right. And also it's important to recognize for shipbuilding to be successful, it needs to have a longer-term plan. And then in the acquisitions, they need to have a solid budget from year to year, so they need to lay out with all the other acquisitions, all their other vessels and all their aircraft, all the things that they plan to acquire in the long term have to be laid out because they only have so much of an acquisition budget. And to be able to lay that out, you can start the trade-offs, you can start the tough decisions, the discussions that have to occur to figure out what are my highest priorities and what and when these trade-offs are going to happen.
Now, the Coast Guard is in the midst of a recapitalization program. They've got a new long-range cutter and a couple of ships that have been under construction. What is the condition of those from a program standpoint?
Many of them are very, very old, and they all do need to be recapitalized, and the condition is pretty poor. For instance, even the Polar Star icebreaker, the heavy icebreaker, it's in dire circumstances. I went to visit it this summer, and the operators are keeping it alive with parts that they can't even buy anymore, so they have to buy other things to build those parts. So it's not a good situation for the Coast Guard, and that's why it's really important to lay out all their acquisition programs. This bow wave I talked about, it's not only covering acquisition programs, but like as you mentioned, their recapitalization efforts, which include the maintenance projects of extending the service life of some of these very, very old vessels. That's all covered within their acquisition budget. And given the typical annual budget the Coast Guard receives, it simply can't afford it all. So it really needs to figure out where are the highest priorities and where we do what and make those trade-offs.
Because its current shipbuilding program is replacing some of the old vessels. So my question is then, from a program standpoint, not from a ship age standpoint, is that program going along fairly well?
They're looking at replacing several different programs. For instance, their highest priority right now, according to the Coast Guard, is their offshore patrol cutter. And they'll prioritize that acquisition budget to cover the offshore patrol cutter acquisition before other assets. But based on our analysis, if the Coast Guard continues to receive what it generally gets for the acquisition each year, it's going to impact other acquisitions for the foreseeable future, such as the Polar Icebreaker program, the Waterways Commerce Cutters, which are both critical for replacing legacy assets. And that doesn't even address those high-cost maintenance programs that extend the life of certain vessels that are already well beyond its service life. So again, it's important to lay out that long-term planning. to figure out what acquisitions you're going to have to do right away and what acquisitions can be delayed further out, assuming this budget pretty much stays the same, their acquisition budget.
I guess for the icebreaker, it's a good thing the polar ice is melting a little bit. It gives it a little easier time there. We're speaking with Marie Mack, Director of Contracting and National Security Acquisition Issues at the GAO. And so what can the Coast Guard do to right this program of shipbuilding? It sounds like they could borrow a page from the Navy's process.
Well, we've asked them to define a sound business case. A sound business case really requires balance between the concepts selected to satisfy the operator's needs, in this case the heavy icebreaker, and the resources being technology, design knowledge, funding, and time needed to transform that concept into the product. At the heart of that business case is a knowledge-based approach, which means attaining critical levels of knowledge at key points in the shipbuilding process before significant investments are made. In the case of the Coast Guard, their polar icebreaker program, they don't have a sound business case, particularly in terms of its schedule for delivery of its lead ship. And as we've discussed earlier, we agree that the Coast Guard needs to replace its heavy icebreaker as soon as feasible, but it also needs to recognize typical shipbuilding schedule risk in that acquisition. It needs to account for activities such as time to cut steel, layout of piping, cabling, testing. All of those things are not in its current schedule plan for this acquisition. And we've repeatedly found in many acquisition jobs that we've looked at that the need to meet compressed, optimistic schedules is one reason why programs don't take that knowledge-based acquisition approach, ultimately leading the program to cost more and take longer because of work that has to be done either concurrently or getting reworked.
Well, is the Navy that much better at it than the Coast Guard?
I wouldn't say the Navy's definitely better at it. At this point, we've done a lot of reviews at Navy, too, to show where their strengths and weaknesses are. But at this point, in this particular program, the Coast Guard and the Navy have collaborated together in several ways. They've established this integrated program office. They have an integrated design team, and the Navy has also developed the icebreaker's cost estimate and plans to award the detailed design and construction contract on behalf of the Coast Guard. From our perspective, it's too soon to tell whether this collaboration will result in better acquisition outcomes, but so far it appears that the Coast Guard has benefited from leveraging the Navy's experience and expertise in these types of acquisitions.
And could they do that with their cutter programs and their larger ship programs?
They could. It's hard to tell, though, because at this point we can't say, hey, this particular program is working really well.
Sure. And with respect to the icebreaker again, the keel has not been laid on the next generation of icebreaker yet, has it?
Correct. It has not.
So there's still time to maybe get it right before anyone puts a piece of steel on the ground there and starts welding it.
Absolutely. We made recommendations to address the sound business case in the heavy icebreaker and addressing these key risks that we've identified, one being schedule, another being technology maturity. DHS and the Coast Guard agreed with us, and we believe that they can be done before the awarding of the construction contract piece.
Marie Mack is Director of Contracting and National Security Acquisition Issues at the Government Accountability Office. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
We'll post a link to her report and to this interview at federalnewsnetwork.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to The Federal Drive at iTunes or Podcast One.